This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
All right, so today we're going deep on something a little different. We're diving into a website this time.
A website.
Yeah, it's called the Costa Rica Good News Report. And, you know, you hear all this buzz about Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah, Pura Vida.
Exactly, Pura Vida. And so we figured let's take a look at, you know, what this website can tell us, you know, beyond the typical headlines.
I like it. So kind of like getting a feel for the country and its culture, but through a very specific lens. That's interesting.
Yeah. What do you think about that? What do you think about, like, a country, you know, putting out all these good news stories? Like, what does that say about them?
Well, I'm right off the bat, it seems like they're really trying to highlight the positive. You know,
yeah.
You don't see that everywhere.
Right.
Makes you wonder what they're focusing on, what they're proud of.
Yeah, and what they want people to see, you know? Like, yeah. If I'm thinking about going there or even just learning more, this gives me a different kind of picture.
Totally. It's like, instead of just reading about the you know, the tourist attractions and stuff, you're getting a sense of what life is really like there.
Yeah. And what they value, like, are they big on community? Are they all about sustainability? Like, you get these little clues from these good news stories.
It's like a window into their values almost, you know? What they choose to celebrate says a lot about a place.
Absolutely. And I think for someone who, you know, is really thinking about that Pura Vida lifestyle, this could be a great way to see it in action.
Oh, definitely. It's one thing to hear about Pura Vida, but to actually see it, you know, in these stories about people and communities, that's powerful.
Right. Like, how are they, you know, are they helping the environment? Or are they doing cool things in their communities? Or are they, you know, just living a good life, a happy life?
And how does that connect to Pura Vida?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a case study almost.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should tell our listeners to go check out this website.
Yeah. Let's do it. Take a break right now.
Yeah.
Seriously. Look up Costa Rica Good News Report. And just spend like 5 minutes scrolling through it.
Yeah, what kind of stories pop out at you? You know, what are they excited about?
What does that tell you about Costa Rica?
Yeah, and how does it make you feel about, you know, maybe visiting someday or even just learning more about the country?
It's like we always say, you got to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Explore different perspectives.
Exactly. And you never know. You might be surprised at what you find.
So, yeah, go check it out. Costa Rica Good News Report.
So, okay, we've talked a lot about, you know, this website and what it can tell us about Costa Rica and Pura Vida.
It's a different way to learn about a place, right?
Totally. And I think that's what's so cool about it is, like, you're getting this, you know, positive lens. You're seeing the best of Costa Rica.
And you're getting a sense of what's important to them.
Yeah.
What they're proud of.
Right. It's not just, you know, beaches and volcanoes. It's about the people and their way of life.
Which is ultimately what Pura Vida is all about, right?
Exactly. It's that feeling of well-being, that connection to nature, that sense of community.
And I think this website gives you a glimpse into that.
Definitely. So so if you're, you know, curious about Costa Rica or just looking for some good news in your life.
Who isn't?
Seriously. Go check out the Costa Rica Good News Report. We'll put a link in the show notes.
And as you're reading those stories, think about what they tell you about Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. What resonates with you?
Yeah. And what aspects of Pura Vida stand out to you? What do you think you could learn from them?
Maybe it'll even inspire you to take a trip down there someday.
All right. Well, that's our deep dive into the Costa Rica Good News Report. We hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, stay curious.
And Pura Vida.
Pura Vida.